Hello, this is Kevin Anadegle Strong Voice on behalf of the International Common Law Court of Justice. It's January the 19th, 2022. Tremendous new developments as the convicted heads of Big Pharma are being actively hunted by arrest warrant bearing sheriffs in London and New York City. And protesters are using our warrants all over the world to actually stop the imposition of the COVID vaccinations as products of genocide and mass murder. Here are the details, along with the issuing of new warrants to allow you to protect yourself against the COVID police state. A breaking news update. In London, New York, and Brussels, protesters on three continents are shutting down COVID vaccinations this week in the wake of the recent historic conviction of big pharma, government, and church leaders by an international court. And convicted pharma CEOs are facing imminent arrest by court sheriffs in New York City and London. On January 15th, the International Common Law Court of Justice convicted corporate, government, and church leaders of crimes against humanity and ordered the arrest of 75 individuals. Well, last Monday and again today, court sheriffs armed with arrest warrants sought to detain the convicted felons, Albert Bourla and Emma Walmsley, the CEOs of Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline, at their homes in Scarsdale, New York, and Greenwich, England. Both CEOs became incommunicado last weekend when news of their conviction was widely reported. Well, meanwhile, new waves of protesters are halting COVID vaccinations with new court warrants that allow anyone to lawfully refuse the COVID shots without fear of legal reprisals. It also allows them to confiscate the banned drug as a product of genocide and crime, and to prosecute anyone who imposes the COVID injections. Now, copies of these warrants are found in murderbydecree.com under ITCCS updates today, January the 19th. They'll also be attached to the email that's going out and readily available online. Well, yesterday, acting on this new initiative, Indigenous elders in Manitoba, Ontario, and on Canada's West Coast occupied reservation banned offices and confiscated and destroyed the COVID vaccines after issuing copies of the ICLCJ warrants to the tribal police and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. The police did not intervene to stop them. Since Monday, and in more than a dozen communities across North America, Italy, and England, warrant-bearing protesters have shut down vaccination centers and stopped the delivery of COVID shots to clinics and hospitals. Well, these warrants are turning the table on the tyrants, and we call on everyone to use these warrants, not only to defend themselves, but to put an end to the COVID corporate police state. We have asked the police in many countries to assist us in making the arrests, in seizing the vaccines, and restoring the rule of common law and justice in our communities. And again, a guide to how to use these warrants and to take direct action will be included in this posting, and the latest warrant to allow you to refuse the shot and arrest those who try to impose it on you. Now, the court and our sponsoring common law republics are organizing and educating people around the world to mobilize their communities to refuse the COVID vaccines, to resist the COVID police state, and to establish new sovereign republic nations. You can contact the court at ITCCOffice at protonmail.com and tune in this and every Sunday at bbsradio.com/herewestand. 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And finally, attached to this email and the site murderbydecree.com under ITCCS updates, you'll find all of the warrants up to date, also interviews with me, and more information needed to take direct action. I want to thank you all for breaking through the wall of censorship imposed by the Big Pharma-owned YouTube and Google that have been trying to shut down our messages. Hundreds of thousands of views are taking place right now on these recordings and all these broadcasts. Millions of people are being activated. I thank each one of you, but it's up to each one of you to carry this on. The battle is not over. It's just begun. This is Kevin Annett, Eagle Strong Voice, murderbydecree.com, under ITCCS updates. Write to us, ITCCS office at protonmail.com. I thank you. Stay tuned for more.